You're listening to KVCR News. I'm Alfredo Cruz. On Fridays, we speak with former Press Enterprise columnist and longtime KVCR contributor Cassie McDuff about some of the big stories going on around the Inland Empire. Good morning, Cassie.
Good morning, Alfredo.
Let's get started with the coronavirus. It's surging in the Inland Empire, yet San Bernardino County supervisors are suing the state over COVID restrictions.
Yeah, they want the state Supreme Court to issue an order blocking Governor Gavin Newsom's stay-at-home order. They say he doesn't have the authority, they don't believe, to ban gatherings and close non-essential businesses and cap stores' occupancy at 20%. So San Bernardino County went under that shutdown on December 6th, and the supervisors are asking for a ruling by the state Supreme Court by December 28th, which is the date that that shutdown will expire. So Kurt Hagman, the chairman of the Board of Supervisors, said that he believes that the county knows best how to regulate and stop the spread of COVID in San Bernardino County. And he certainly thinks that the order banning outdoor dining is not necessary. Mm-hmm. So we'll see. The county originally wanted other counties to sign on to its lawsuit, but it has decided that rather than wait for other counties to deliberate and debate and act on whether to join the lawsuit, San Bernardino County will just go ahead alone and try to get a ruling from the state Supreme Court. You know, Alfredo, it doesn't look good right now in terms of the numbers. ICU availability in Southern California is crashing at 1.7%. That's what caused the shutdown. ICUs in Riverside County are already at 100% capacity. So the hospitals are having to make plans to have field hospitals. There's plans for a field hospital at a vacant Sears store in Riverside and another one out in Indio, I believe, at the county fairgrounds. So San Bernardino County says it would prefer to focus its resources on distributing the vaccine, and both counties are now receiving shipments, although the first priority, of course, is to vaccinate frontline healthcare workers, and there are a couple hundred thousand of those in the Inland Empire, so that will take a couple of weeks alone just to vaccinate all of them.
The other development we've had is the elections. The election results have been finalized, and some new IE elected officials are going to be sworn in.
That's right. And if you look at it, Inland Empire is really bucking the trend toward a blue, Democrat-dominated California. The Secretary of State certified the results last Friday, December 11th, and the new legislators from the Inland Empire include Assemblyman Thurston Smitty Smith, a Republican from the High Desert, and he'll also represent the San Bernardino Mountains, and Kelly Sayarto, also a Republican in Southwest Riverside County. There's a new state senator in the district that runs from Rancho Cucamonga out to the Banning Pass and up to Big Bear. Her name is Rosalisi Ochoa-Bogue. She's also a Republican. And there's a new Republican congressman, Jay Obernolte, and he will represent the High Desert. The city of Riverside not only has a new mayor, that's Patricia Locke Dawson, but it also has a new city flag. As a parting gesture, the mayor, Rusty Bailey, thought it was a good idea to replace the 50-year-old flag, which a lot of people don't even know the city has a flag, but it was basically blue and gold with a, you know, a horizontally divided flag, gold over blue, with the city logo of the bell and the ring cross in the middle. But the new one will be solid navy blue with a gold bell and rain cross in the middle and a wavy light blue line representing the Santa Ana River and a wavy gold line representing the surrounding mountains.
You're right. A lot of people like me didn't even know we had a flag.
Yeah, next time you're at City Hall down there in Riverside, take a look. The city flag is on the flagpole next to the U.S. flag and the California state flag.
Okay, we'll check it out. In a sentencing document for the mother of the San Bernardino terrorist shooter, the FBI has revealed how it pieced together the attacker's plan. What's happening with that?
Well, the mother, of course, pled guilty to shredding a document and basically obstructing justice by keeping this document away from federal investigators. But they did recover it from the shredder eventually, and it was pieced together, and it showed that her son, Syed Rizwan Farouk, had drawn a map of the conference room in which the terror attack took place, and it showed a diagram of where the managers would be sitting, and it showed where Farouk and his wife were going to thread between the tables shooting people. And they also had a to-do list which showed plans to build pipe bombs and to transfer money from the son's bank account to his mother's bank account. And it showed that they would go to the Lytle Creek shooting range to practice firing their semi-automatic rifles. And they did that 5 days before the terror attack. And the to-do list also included destroying all of their electronics, their cell phones, their flash drives, and the motherboard of their computer. So federal prosecutors are saying this really impeded law enforcement and caused them to unnecessarily spend resources trying to understand the shooters' movements and their intent. So prosecutors are seeking a 9-month prison sentence and 3 years of probation when she is sentenced in federal court on January 28th.
Wow. Highly, highly organized. All right, let's wrap it up with some good news from Ontario. The Ontario Airport has announced some exciting developments.
Ontario Airport and Hawaiian Airlines have announced that flights to Honolulu will begin this spring, actually on March 17th. So the thing to remember if you want to fly to Hawaii is you must be tested for coronavirus first and be able to show a document that you are virus-free. Otherwise, Hawaii requires a 14-day quarantine, and that's not how a lot of people want to spend their vacation, I'm sure. But people will be able to get tested right there at Ontario Airport. They've set aside some space in parking lot 3, where for a $145 fee, you can get tested while you're at the airport.
Wow. Well, let's hope that we can take advantage of traveling soon.
That would be something to look forward to.
Cassie, I wish you the best. Stay safe and healthy, and we'll talk to you in the new year.
Happy holidays and happy new year to all of you at KVCR.
Thanks. Longtime journalist Cassie McDuff helps us out regularly on our Friday morning news wrap, and these reports are posted at kvcrnews.org. This report is made possible with the support of the Southern California News Group, publisher of the Press Enterprise, San Bernardino Sun, Inland Valley Daily Bulletin, and other Southern California newspapers. For KVCR News, I'm Alfredo Cruz.